U.S. forces in Ramadi, Iraq, raided the houses of suspected guerrillas earlier today in the latest of ongoing military operations to try to stamp out Iraqi resistance. Major General Ray Odierno, commander of the U.S. Army's 4th Division, has called the military threat insignificant. But since the end of the war, at least 15 American soldiers have been killed by Iraqi snipers and other fighters. Nearly 40 have died in non-combat situations. U.S. forces are using both military and other means to try and deter assailants. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us from Baghdad. Deb, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And are raids like the one in Ramadi giving details to U.S. troops about some of the most lethal members of the Iraqi resistance?
The information that's coming back from that raid is that they seized weapons and hard disks. As you said, what they're looking for are the Fedayeen Saddam, and these are paramilitary groups who may be concentrated in that part of the country. Ramadi is in a district called El Anbar. El Anbar saw no fighting during the war. The generals there surrendered when Baghdad fell. So there were plenty of armed groups in that part of the country who did no fighting and were quiet for a while and now have come to attack U.S. forces. I think it is unclear who the rest of the opposition is. So the risk of these raids is there are plenty of disgruntled Iraqis who have taken up arms against the Americans. Mm-hmm. And when you go to try to find them, you do sort of stomp on a lot of civilians. Yesterday, U.S. forces killed some civilians up near the Syrian border. So there's a risk to this policy, and sometimes, as in today, they appeared to pick up some Fedayeen guerrilla fighters. This is the real deal.
I gather at the same time that Operation Desert Scorpion isn't just an armed operation.
There's two parts of it. It really is carrot and stick, and we have been up in Fallujah in the last couple of days and ran into a reserve unit. Their commander was back home. He was the chief of police in Arkansas, in an Arkansas town, and what they were doing is building a soccer field. And some of these units in a public relations campaign are giving out blackboards for schools and soccer balls, building soccer fields, clearing garbage. Mm-hmm. The one thing that the soldiers cannot do, though, Scott, is the one thing that Iraqis are so concerned over, and that is give them jobs. Unemployment is rampant here because the government collapsed, and so many people here worked for the government. So they are not getting a salary. And that does go to fueling anger at the American troops. It's not their fault that they're not working, but you can imagine people who have nothing else to do all day but think about how angry they are, can't feed their families, have no idea how they're going to survive. And it is a problem that the U.S. military cannot fix. Mm.
And speaking of that, I mean, another element that has aggravated unemployment, obviously, is the lack of general power, electricity in the country, which prevents businesses from reopening. What's the state of services, as you've been able to see it around the country, electricity, water? I gather that General Odierno said that the services in some areas were even above pre-war levels now.
The problem is that the picture is so mixed, and I can tell you from our experiences here in Baghdad that a week ago we had very few power outages, but they're increasing by the day. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem is that the armed resistance also includes saboteurs, that they understand that if you take the copper wires out of the electric poles here, you can stop electricity in big neighborhoods, and that makes people as angry at the Americans as it does to shoot them. So there's been a lot of saboteurs. Two nights ago in Fallujah again, armed guerrillas shot out half of the electric transformer up there. Mm-hmm. So it is a problem with services in the country, and also that makes people angry.
And NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.